Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
Back here on the second guest show, Mike Dettelia, along with the Cajun Cannon, Bobby Hebert. Bobby J and I will be on until 6:30 tonight, and there'll be a special edition of the Saints Coaches Show right here on the Saints Radio Network, WWL. Jim Moore will be on, former Saints coach, also was Bobby J's coach with the Saints. And at 7 o'clock, Steve Tasker, one of the all-time greats as far as special teams is concerned in the National Football League. And then 7:30 right here on the Big 870, Monday Night Football, New York Giants play the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. There's nothing like turkey in football. Be there when the black and gold battle Buffalo on Saints-given. WWL has your tickets to the battle with Buffalo or tickets to the Saints VIP tailgate party at Benson Tower or both. You can go to WWL.com now to score your tickets to the Saints VIP tailgate party or the grand prize. Premium tickets to the Saints Buffalo game plus tickets to the best tailgate party in town. Now, you got to register by tomorrow night at 8 p.m. You go to WWL.com. You click on Connect, then Contest. Celebrate Saintsgiving with the Bullseye Event Group.com and WWL. On our Oakland Heart Talk and Text line, we have Josh Reed, the sports director for WIVB-TV in Buffalo. Josh, thanks so much for joining us tonight.
Absolutely. Thanks for having me. Looking forward to being down there in New Orleans. We actually head out tomorrow. Going to be down there a couple days early before the game. And it's 30 degrees right now in Buffalo. So we're looking forward to
it. Oh, you ain't got to worry about that here.
No, yeah. You can wear your shorts and T-shirt. Yeah, you'll be fine. It might be a little cold, but it's still going to be nice.
Josh, heat wave here.
Josh, one of the things that we see, and it was the big question mark with me, kind of debating in the offseason of who I should go with in the AFC, was I wasn't sure about the Bills and their ability to run the football. And we've seen it the last few weeks, and I think it's why they've kind of hit the pothole a little bit on the road here. They've rushed the football the last five games 17 times, 9 times, 15 times, 13 times, 17 times. And it's a lot of pressure now put on Josh Allen to make play after play after play in the passing game. And I think late in the year, you got to develop that running game to have that balance when you need to and have to run the football. Is that the big question mark, in your opinion, on this Buffalo Bills football team?
Well, yeah, absolutely. And here's the thing. You mentioned being able to run the ball late in the season. In particular, if you're going to host playoff games in Buffalo – right, where you're going to have snow and the conditions, and it's going to be 15 degrees on a warm day, and it's going to be windy. It's definitely a concern. And look, it's not that they need to run the ball more. They need to run it more effectively. They just need to find a way to get something going, and Zach Moss and Devin Singel haven't been able to do it. Now, look, Matt Breida is the guy they signed as a free agent. And he hadn't been active a whole lot except for the last 2 weeks. And the last two games, he's got a couple opportunities, and he's a guy that's able to get to the edge a little bit, and he's got, giving them a little spark, but they haven't been able to get the job done on the ground at all the entire season.
So you would think that's more offensive line issues or running back issues?
You know what? I think it's – now, this is what they say, and I actually believe it. When we hear from offensive coordinator Brian Daboll, he says, look, we are game plan specific. meaning whoever they're playing, whatever the team's giving them, they're going to take it. Look, I'm telling you right now, these defenses are giving. They're saying, look, beat us with a run. We right. dare you. Because they're not going to – they don't want Josh Allen beating them, right? They don't right. want Diggs and Sanders and Beasley beating them. They're going, hey, let's see if Devin Singletary can beat us. And they haven't been able to. And some of that – most of that starts up front. Because you got to be nasty up front. You got to win the battle up front. And the Bills haven't been able to do that for the most part. And injuries have been an issue on the offensive line.
Now, you know, Josh, what is the Bills Mafia or the Bills fan base? They probably remember this, where that was an ass-whipping when the Saints went up to Buffalo. I want to say at the beginning of the third quarter, they were leaving the stadium. The Saints were just gashing them and running the ball against them, kind of like the Colts did. I look at Jonathan Taylor setting a franchise record by scoring 5 touchdowns, took over the NFL lead in both yards and rushing touchdowns. Now, the Saints, Alvin Kamara, what is his status dealing with his knee injury? Then you got an older Mark Ingram. But what are the Bills? That had to be a very humbling experience, that especially the Colts go on the road and run all over the Buffalo Bills. I mean, I know because you blue collar like we are here in New Orleans, that's a very humbling experience if that happens against you.
Well, I'm going to tell you right now, Bills fans have their fingers crossed that Alvin Kamara is healthy in 2 weeks. They don't want any of that business, especially after what I'm going to tell you right now. Jonathan Taylor, that dude is a monster. But to 32 carries, 185 yards, 4 rushing touchdowns. He caught a touchdown. Look, here's the most, kind of like you said, humbling part about it. Going into that game, all week long, the Bills knew exactly what the Colts wanted to do. The Colts did exactly what they wanted to do, and the Bills could not stop it. And
that was like the Saints.
That's your point. That's humbling.
Well, that was like the Saints against the Eagles. Yep. Last season, we gave up 246 yards rushing. Last season, we gave up 242. What's mind-boggling is the Saints had the number one run defense. Hello, we were only giving them like 57 yards the last 3 games, 70-some yards. So I'll tell you what. I think what happened to the Bills, what the Colts did, the same thing what the Eagles did against the Saints. So who's going to have that bounce-back game? Now, Thursday night football, considering the Bills are considered one of the best, the Saints are all banged up. I can see why the Bills are favored in the Mercedes-Benz Superdome.
Well, the Bills are going to get, more than likely, they're going to get their starting middle linebacker back, Tremaine Edmonds. He missed Sunday's game against the Colts, and that's a big deal. You know, yeah. You get gouged on the ground, you're missing your starting middle linebacker. Getting him back from a hamstring, he was a full participant in their walkthrough today. So that's a good sign for him coming up on this short week. I tell you, the one that really is an issue is Star Lotulelei. Now, he's on the COVID list. Now, the way the Bills have handled this all season is you ask the coach, hey, what, can you give us an update? And he says, look, they're on the COVID list. We're leaving it at that. So, you know, we don't know. We don't know if he's vaccinated, if he's unvaccinated. We don't know. We don't know any timeline on when he can come back. Look, Star Lotulelei is a huge run stuffer, defensive tackle for the Bills' defense. They don't have him. They're susceptible, once again, to big plays on the ground.
Now, you know, Josh, when you look at, like, the pass rush going into the season, the Bills, who don't necessarily blitz very often, have not been able to get consistent pressure from the front four. You talk about Star, obviously, the run stuffer that he is. We're familiar with him because of the Carolina Panthers. But when you look at, like, aging edge rushers and Jerry Hughes, Mario Addison, I don't know, but they 33, 34 years of age, I believe, starting the season. So where are they at now? Can they get a four-man rush and affect the opposing quarterback, or they got to dial up a few blitzes? What is your take on that?
Yeah, they haven't been terribly aggressive getting after the quarterback. They are very much a team that believes, look, we're going to make you drive play by play 80 yards down the field. You know, we're not going to get overly aggressive. At some point, you'll make a mistake, and, you know, they got a talented cornerback with Tre'Davious White, a couple of the best, maybe the, if not the best safety tandem in the NFL, one of them. with Micah Hyde, Jordan Poyer. These guys create turnovers. There's a reason they're number two in the NFL in takeaways. They find a way to get the ball and take it away, and they've lived on that. Now, getting to the quarterback, they haven't been great at it. They went out in the first-round pick. They take Greg Rousseau, the kid that, you know, from the Hurricanes, and
right.
They take Boogie Basham in the second round, another young defensive lineman. So they, Brandon Bean, the Bills GM, he tried to address and get a little younger up front. It's just those guys aren't quite that huge home run hitting impact players, at least this early in their career. Now, I'll give you a guy to keep an eye on. Defensive tackle Ed Oliver's having a pretty solid season.
And we know all about it.
From Houston.
From Houston, yeah.
Yeah, exactly. And if you look at how many sacks he has, that doesn't tell the story. I'm telling you. This guy is knocking on the door every single week at sacks. Now, it doesn't really matter what he did 2 years ago in Dallas for Thanksgiving, but I'm going to tell you what. That Thanksgiving game in Dallas was his best game of his career. He was all over the field, and I'm sure the Bills hope he can do that again.
Now, you know, Josh, what is the, again, I bring up the Bills Mafia and the fan base, like the Who Dat Nation here. We live and die with our team. But looking at the Bills now, 6-4, they ceded their lead, so to speak, atop the AFC East, falling a half a game behind, guess who, the Patriots. And then... you know, Buffalo's going to play them, what, twice over the next 5 weeks. I know right after the Saints on Monday Night Football, they play New England. So you say, like, man, I thought we had a big lead against the Patriots. What the hell happened?
Well, Bill Belichick's like Jason Voorhees from Friday the 13th, right? That dude
yeah.
just does not die. It's like, what are we on, Friday the 13th, part
right.
75? What is up with this dude? He
yeah.
just will not go away. And of course, you know, Bills fans now are looking at Mac Jones and they're going, are you kidding me? They found a quarterback already?
Right.
Like, what is this? You know, now look, I will say this. I don't think Bills fans are nervous. Don't get me wrong. I still think that they're looking at the roster the Bills have and go, look, they're still pretty confident they get the job done in that division.
Josh, thanks so much for joining us tonight, man. We really appreciate it.
Thanks, Josh.
Appreciate you. Hey, we'll see you down there in a couple days. Actually, tomorrow.
All right, Josh. Thank you so much. We'll be back with more Second Guess right after this break on the Big 870. We're finishing it up here on the Second Guess. Thank you for listening tonight. And we're going to throw it to the Saints Radio Network here on the Big 870. Mike Hoss will be on with the Saints Coaches Show, a special edition. Jim Moore will be on, and also former All-Pro Special Teams ace Steve Tasker. So right after that, Monday Night Football, Giants against Tampa Bay Buccaneers. Thank you for listening. Hey, keep that dial tuned in to a special edition of the Saints Coaches Show right here on WWL.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.